In this week's Parsha Vayishlach, we find the difficult story of Dina, and even though it's a difficult story, we learn that we can learn from every aspect. There's a pasuk of Vatetze Dina bas Lea asher yalda Yaakov liros benos haaretz, and Dina, the daughter of Leah, who was born to Yaakov, went out to see the daughters of the land. And is the Torah saying chas v'shalom that Dina was too outgoing or inappropriate? Rashi tells us that this is the origin of the phrase, like mother, like daughter, because Leah also went out. And in that case, she went to greet Yaakov, and ultimately to bear Yisachar, one of the 12 sons who ultimately became a shevet of great Torah scholars. So, Asher Yalda Yaakov, why does it mention first Leah, and then it, almost as an aside, says she was born to Yaakov? When Yaakov is confronting Esav, Dina is not named in the story. The Midrash tells us that Yaakov sought to protect her, and he put her in a locked box. And the Midrash continues to say that Hashem says that this prevented Dina from giving of herself to Esav, and implying that Dina's influence could even have turned around Esav. In this upsetting story, there is a Midrash that Dina gave birth to a baby named Osnat, who ultimately marries Yosef. We have to remember that our influence as women is great, and that there is great opportunity for us to influence others positively. Ultimately, Dina is one of the 70 people named who went down to Egypt. As a woman whose name is judged, we learn that we are able to use our judgments and influence for the good to influence our friends, our family, and the entire nation, no matter what our trying circumstances are.